Welcome to Take It From The Iron Woman. My name is Susanne Müller, your host and the Iron Woman. This podcast is about empowering yourself and others to make real changes in the world. You will hear from everyday, smart, sophisticated, hip people like you and me. Not everybody has to be an Iron Woman to impress the world. Together, we will learn from the sports and business leaders how you can become a more successful person as an entrepreneur or a leader. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. Take your steps now. Take your big steps now. Join me on this journey to success. Take It From The Iron Woman, we only have special guests. We spoke to Robert Slater already, but we have more episodes with him talking about triathlon and leadership. And now we want to talk a little more business. I know you have a podcast too. Let's talk a little bit about your podcast. How did that come about?
Well, the podcast was as a result of doing the podcasting fellowship. I decided that I wanted to just talk about something and perhaps try and bring a little bit of humor in to practice doing my 60 seconds a day exercise, which we do on this fellowship. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I decided to do the fellowship in the first place was because we were expanding our business and I knew that there would be some potentially PR things, some videos that we'd be doing. I wanted to find my voice. So I went in with no other sort of illusion other than I just want to be able to speak on microphone reasonably well. When I was doing these 60-second pieces, I thought it might be good to try and explore humor a little bit. And on the first 60-second piece, I did this thing called spaghetti, and it was just about my swimming in the lake, training for triathlon, of course. And when I got to the end of the loop, there were these swans, and there was the swan and a cygnet on one side, and on the other side of the exit, there was another cygnet, and I was wanting to get out. They weren't moving, so I had to swim fast. And when I got out, the swans were trying to attack me. So I got out of the lake and I went back and I just decided to do a recording about it and said how my arms now felt like spaghetti because they felt so tired. And so I called that spaghetti and I did 40 more 60-second pieces and focused on the term spaghetti for each one. During that time, I learned how to use the equipment and got frustrated and at times said, I got sick of this, so I just went back to Dad's sofa to try again. And a comedian called Karen, who was doing the workshop, said, you do realize that GoDaddy has got dadsofa.com. The domain is available for you. I laughed, bought the domain. And that really became the title of my podcast. Dad's Sofa was what I was doing. And I thought, well, I'll just talk about anything, really. Mm-hmm. But it came to mind that it was quite nice to be able to try to bring together a complex idea in 10 minutes. And so the first episode I did was on string theory and talked about string theory from the perspective of a piece of spaghetti going down smaller and smaller and smaller so that you're at the sort of quantum level and then talking about different dimensions, the not three dimensions anymore, but the 10 dimensions and talking about how, for that reason, things seem to disappear and come back again. From there, I've just built on that, and I'm hoping to start interviews quite soon, but at the moment I'm just doing host on mic.
It's interesting. And the starting, as we know, with Ironman, any training is the hardest, and we all learn. I remember my early days with the technology, not always having the best results, but I think it's, in my opinion, it's not always about the technology, it's about the story that you are telling or the interviewee who comes. It's about the guest and their story.
Yeah, it's absolutely that. I've enjoyed the podcasting fellowship because it actually you meet so many people. They're like-minded and they're all trying to do the same kind of things, really. So you learn so much from these people, as I've done from you, Susanna. And so I think that's why I want to stick at it now. And when I started this, I thought, well, maybe I'll do two or three episodes, but I'm at episode 15 now. And I can see myself doing 100 episodes. I don't see that being a big barrier anymore, even though I'm a long way from 100 episodes.
Well, but that's a goal, right? If you look at Ironman, if we start, we never think. I mean, when I started running, I never thought
I remember when I met the person who did a 10K, I was like, how was it? I could not picture myself running a 10K. And now these days, you do 10K without even thinking when you're in good shape, I have to say. If you're not in good shape, then it's a different story. It's the same. And you start to train, I think you put your mind into it. And that's what I learned from marathoning or triathloning. It's put your mind to it, set a goal, set a deadline, and you go for it and you never give up.
And I think with the Ironman, I always feel that the first half of the race is all of the swim, all of the bike, and half of the marathon. And then the other half of the race is the other half of the marathon. And that's mostly mental then. It's less physical. It's just constantly thinking about the things that are happening and what you're going to do next. Mm-hmm. And so that's so easily transferable into other parts of our lives, isn't it?
And you said it's about compartmentalizing, finish the swim, get on the bike, and then run. And in business, we don't always work on the same project. So we also have different projects. And sometimes what I learn is when I have some task that I don't like to do, I'm like, let's get it over with. Then you can do something that's more fun. So it's that compartmentalizing, being in the moment and getting things done.
When I went to a graduation ceremony when I got a degree some years ago, and at the ceremony, this old guy was giving a speech, and he, I don't know where it's from. I think it was some kind of movement and awareness thing that he got it from. But he said that saying or tenet that had come from this system was run, run, keep running. Keep your eyes fixed on the horizon. Tomorrow is for you. And I've always loved that and I've always remembered it. But the only thing that I add to it is enjoy the running as well. That's the, I can live a happier life doing that.
I just picture myself, and I had the same, when you go to an Ironman, usually the sun is rising, right? So it's that golden morning that welcomes you. I mean, I had one half Ironman and I looked up and I was like, oh my God, isn't that beautiful? So we have those moments that we keep in our hearts and nobody can take them away.
There are certain elements to race day for me that I always remember. And they're things like feeling, whether it's the cold grass under your bare feet or the cold sand under your feet, or the clanking of metal as these big structures are being put together, or the smiling at each other, the knowing smiles before the race is about to start, helping people put their wetsuits on. There are just so many little elements that always come to mind when I think about race day.
We could have just an episode on what is important on race day. I think we should do that. And
yes,
I think when you, now that you just remind me, there's like so many little things that I think we need to write them down in a way, or have a podcast to talk about that. Like for me, it's the sunshine, and then it's the people. And then when you're done, like the sounds that you hear.
Sometimes it's when I've been walking in the dark with my head torch on and I see other people who are bleary eyed, or I might be zoning out listening to my music, or just sometimes it becomes almost mechanical. And in transition, for example, before an Ironman race, putting my nutrition on the bike. And I always worry about, because having the three bags in all the different places, making sure that all of the right pieces of kit are all in the right bags. But on race day, it just seems to happen in a rather mechanical way somehow. I get into some kind of rhythm. I come out and I almost think, did I actually do that? I think my mind is often elsewhere because I'm enjoying the atmosphere so much.
And you said like your swimming is the strongest element. For me, the swimming is always the one that I had the most fear of. And especially in the full Ironman, I have to say this was the most enjoyable actually for me. Because again, the sun was there and I knew a friend of mine, she was on the other side of the lake. And at one point I looked up and I was like, I know she's there.
That's really cool. One of the things that I really loved with, I did Lanzarote a few years back, and on the run, it's a long run along the beach and there's no shade. It was 32 degrees. So I suppose a little bit like Kona, really. On my first loop, as I was running out, I was going at my pace. And one of the pros who was a lap ahead of me was running. And I thought he was just going to fly past me. I think he was about fifth at that stage in the overall race. But he slowed down and he ran with me for about a mile. And we didn't say anything to each other. We just ran together at the same pace. He just ran at my pace and he was having a rest, clearly. And after about a mile, he just gradually started speeding up and went off. And that's always stayed in my mind, that this guy, he made my day just doing that with me.
I get goosebumps and almost tears in my eyes. This is so beautiful. I think when people, maybe somebody in the audience, they're like, these are two crazy people talking. But when you are in the race and you can help somebody, you pick them. I think you were helping him, actually. He might not have had the best day. And you're like, just let's go with Rob. And we see many videos like helping other people. Obviously, the top performers, it is about winning. But if you're, I don't know, at my stage, I will not win. So if I can help somebody or somebody's helping me, I think that's the better memory than passing by them and focusing on your race.
Yes. The other thing that amazed me on that day was when I got to the end and came to the finish line. The tape was put up for everybody. You all had the chance to hold the tape as you went there. And when I got through that, the race organizer, who's quite a well-known guy there called Kenneth Gasquet, he was there and he spoke to me. And it felt like I was talking to him for 20 minutes. It would have only been about a minute, but he came right into my eyesight. He said, how was it? It's a tough race, isn't it? And we just talked about it for a while. And then I went off. And apparently he does that to every single athlete that gets to the end. Amazing.
Talking about leadership, the leaders, they need to be there in good times and in bad times. And these are the moments that we are remembering. Wow.
Yes.
So inspirational. Yeah. Thank you so much, Rob. And when is the next Ironman?
It'll be in your hometown next year,
July.
Thun, yes.
Thun. So you need to learn how to say Thun. It's like cartoon.
Thun, okay.
Thun.
Thun.
It's not Thun, not Thun, cartoon.
Yes.
I would love to be there too, certainly.
It'd be great to see you there.
Okay, let's make a plan for that.
Let's hope the vaccine is going to help, hopefully get us back to some form of normality again.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
So see you next year in Thun. Thank you so much and good luck with everything. And I'm sure we're going to stay in contact. Thank you so much, Rob.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure and an honor. Thank you, Susanna.
Rob, the Super Ironman. What an inspirational talk again with him. We can learn so much. Today, we just talk about the inspirational moments. These are small moments. Even if you're not a triathlete, think about those little moments when you are in the rain, you meet somebody, they say hi. These are the special moments. Listen to us and see you in my hometown, Thun. Thun. It's spelled like a cartoon. See you in 2021. Let's hope. Thank you so much. Take it from the Iron Woman. We have episodes every Monday, every Wednesday. Don't miss out. There is something for everybody. And Take It From the Iron Woman is also a book. You can get it on Amazon. It's a paperback or an ebook. Take It From the Iron Woman. See you next time.